Join the conversation with me, Zane Johnson, all the way through until 6 o'clock this morning, coming up for just on 16 minutes to 5. And, you know, it's important for you to give us a call, 0725671567. Express your views and tell us exactly what you feel about what we have been discussing. We've had the report, of course, with from the United States. We had a look at the newspapers happening in and around the Western Cape, as well as those newspapers out in Johannesburg. Now, because it's World Peace Day today, we thought we'd have a look at things a little bit differently, and we've discovered, and we thought it important to chat about something because this is a grave concern. Children as young as 6 are depressed and turning to suicide, according to the South African Drug and Anxiety Group, SADAG. One of the leading causes of this pandemic is bullying. And we've got today on the line somebody from an organization, a non-profit organization, Kids to Kids, is looking to weed out bullying at the grassroots level through its year-long anti-bullying program called Cool to Be Kind. And according to the founder and national coordinator of Kids to Kids, this program not only aims to educate and create awareness, but also to provide resources to those who are victims of bullying. So we're chatting to the Gauteng coordinator for Cool to Be Kind this morning, Sam Hield. A very good morning to you, Sam, and welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Sam, this is a major problem, and it is a major problem in schools. And, you know, we've got bullying, which is normal bullying, where your child will come home and say, but that child is not nice to me, and that child does this to me and pulls my hair and stuff like that. But then we've also got the added thing of social media bullying, which is becoming a big phenomenon these days. So what are the signs that a child is a victim of bullying? What must I as a parent look out for?
That's really interesting. First of all, I'm just going to pick up on the fact that you kind of called it sort of normal bullying. And that's one of the things that Cool to Be Kind really is looking at. And it's this myth that bullying is a normal part of childhood development. There's always going to be the child in the playground that's not very kind to your child. And I think there's a difference between a one-off episode and a continued, intentional need to hurt another child. So that's really the difference about bullying and what bullying is. Now, the sort of thing that as a parent that you need to look out for that your child might be experiencing bullying is a change in their behavior. Are they becoming more tearful? Have they become more withdrawn? Have they stopped wanting to go to school? Do they start feeling sick? Have they got tummy aches, headaches, earaches, but you can't find a temperature and you can't really find a cause? Have they stopped sleeping as well? Are they dreaming more, having more bad dreams? I mean, have they got injuries that you just can't explain? Have they got bruises? Is their property being damaged? There's 101 sort of different things as a parent that you just need to be just slightly aware. You know, have those conversations with your child. What's going on? Can you tell me, is there a problem? I think those are really important as a parent.
It's staggering to just have a look at it and see exactly, you know, what those signs are and how parents can very easily just slip up and miss up and sort of just say, it's just one of those phases the child is going through. But we need to open our eyes when it comes to our children. And on the back of that, what causes a child actually to become a bully?
Now, it's really interesting because often the child that is bullying is having emotional difficulties. And it might well be that it's a child who maybe is going through issues at home. There might be unemployment. There might well be difficulties in the marriage. There might well be difficulties in the home due to abuse and abuse of all types. There might be stuff going on in their home communities that are causing them to feel unsafe. They don't feel very powerful in that space, but when they get into school, in order to feel powerful and that they have meaning, they then act out behavior that they're seeing in the home or in the communities, or just behavior that is accepted in school because the teachers just turned a blind eye because it's just what kids do. So, you know, they'll get over it and it will be fine. And that behavior just sort of escalates. It's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Nobody's going to stop me, so I'm going to continue because I happen to be king here. It's a very difficult thing. It's not that the child is bad. And that's one of the things that Cool to Be Kind is very important about saying. Bullying is a behavior. it's not a child. And we want to say, this is the behavior of bullying, and this is what we want you to take that behavior and stop, and we want you to take the behavior of being kind and being respectful.
Chatting this morning to the Gauteng coordinator for Cool to Be Kind, and of course Kids to Kids, the program, and they've got an anti-bullying program, a year-long anti-bullying program called Cool to Be Kind, which is kind of like what I like. And I'll tell you why, Sam, because my little one came home and said, no, this particular child broke her crayons in class.
Mm-hmm.
And I specifically put it in the message book, and I said, please, to the teacher, to please note that this is happening and this is the situation. And I think that this is the first instance of bullying. And, eventually I found out that this child was a latchkey child who gets home in the afternoon. There's nobody at home and stuff like that. And the teacher actually just chose to ignore it. And it's like, I've got a class of 35 children. I need to worry about other things. How to identify if your child is a bully, if you really look at it?
I think you need to sort of, as a parent, you know, it's so difficult, and I do understand it. We're all trying to make money, go to work, commute, do all the jobs and everything else, and then it's just about taking that time to sort of think, what is going on? And also the teachers are key. And I think it's really important as a parent for both a child who's having difficulties or a child who is bullying another child to listen to that teacher, and that teacher to also stand up and go, what is going on? Why is that child breaking that other child's crayon? What is that behavior about? And what do I need to do about it? And it really is about addressing the children, addressing the teachers, and addressing the parents. But you did absolutely right. This is what we say to parents continuously. Contact your school, tell them what's going on, support your child, and actually don't give up. Don't give up. If you feel something's not right, then continue until you've got it sorted out.
Yeah, and I think very often, one of the things that I was scared of, and one of the things that a lot of parents are scared of, is that if they go to the teacher and say, I'm unhappy with this particular situation, that your child then becomes victimized in that particular class, and that should not be happening. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And another thing that we're really pushing for, and this is what research has actually told us, is that the bullies like to hide in the quiet places, and the behavior continues because nobody reports. So one of the messages that we're giving the schools and the children is, if it's happening to you, speak out, report it. Because if you don't speak out and you don't report, then nothing changes.
Yeah. And what steps can parents actually take to address bullying once they've identified, that their child has been bullied at school?
If you've contacted the school and you've spoken to the teacher and they've spoken to the principal, we do advise that both the child that is bullying and those parents are involved, and there is a meeting within the school. Actions are taken. We do believe in restorative justice, so we believe in working with both the child who's been bullied and the child who is bullying. If the school is not addressing the issues, then they are actually failing the basic children's human rights. They are basically failing the safety at school program that they have to follow. And as a parent, you can actually file for harassment.
You know, one of the sad things where the 17-year-old who stabbed the teacher to death, and once I read up on the story, it was actually a situation of the teacher had refused him a second plate of food, and the fact that they were going hungry at home. And this actually, but the grandmother said one specific thing which stood out for me when I was doing the research about Cool to Be Kind, is the fact that the child, who normally is a very bubbly child and out there and outspoken, just became quiet and he withdrew.
Mm-hmm.
How bad is suicide at these early ages of 6 and 8 and 10 years old?
Oh, I can't begin to tell you. It's absolutely horrific. Children are taking their life at very, very young ages. And I think this really does speak to the fact that we are failing our children in schools. We're failing to feed them. We're failing to look at what is going on. There isn't enough social workers. And that's one of the reasons as a non-profit that we are really passionate about getting involved and being an advocate for a child and being a voice for a child. I mean, when we go in to do the workshops, we take food with us and we talk to the teachers and we talk to the children. It really is a dire situation.
And chatting to Sam Hill this morning, the Gauteng coordinator for Cool to Be Kind, how do parents get hold of you? Because, I mean, if I had the situation, I would have snapped at it and say, I'm going to chat to Cool to Be Kind. Where are the contact details and how do parents actually get hold of you for this particular process?
Okay, it's very, very simple. We have a website that we respond to very, very quickly. You just go on to www.kidsthekids.org.za and either myself or the founder, Dee, or one of the volunteers will actually get back in contact with you. We will give you a number. We will give you a call. We will help you through the process.
And that's Sam Hill chatting to us this morning. She is the Gauteng coordinator for Cool to Be Kind. Thank you so much for being with us this morning and chatting to us. And thank you for the great work that you guys do.
Oh, you're very welcome. And go well. I hope everybody has a fantastic World Peace Day.
Thank you.